The Regional District of Fraser Fort George Board of Directors approved a statement of financial information for its 2024 fiscal year at its Thursday, June 20 meeting at the Mackenzie Recreation Center. The annual report lists the district's financial information, compensation for staff and elected officials, vendor payments, and more. Here are some highlights. Director compensation. The regional district has 14 directors. However, there are also 8 alternate directors who fill in when one of the directors is unavailable and 5 commission directors. On top of that, there are 5 directors who are a part of the Bear Lake Local Community Commission, which administers fire, street lighting, cemetery, ambulance station, and recreation facilities services in that community. Director Geraldine Kirk, Crooked River Parsnip, is a member of the commission as well as the board of directors. Put together, these 27 people were compensated with $439,172, of which $314,270 was made up of remuneration for board members, $12,890 in remuneration for attending committee meetings, and $112,012 in claimed expenses. Here's how much each person was compensated in 2024 in order from most total compensation to least. Board Chair Laura Beckett, Chilaco River, Nechaco, $64,402 in total compensation, $47,308 in board remuneration, $16,495 in claimed expenses, and $600 in committee remuneration. Director Danielle Allen, Robson Valley Canoe, $49,476 in total compensation, $24,970 in board remuneration, $24,026 in claimed expenses, and $480 in committee remuneration. Director Geraldine Kirk, Crooked River Parsnip, $44,141 in total compensation, $24,970 in board remuneration, $18,186 in claimed expenses, and $985 in committee remuneration. Vice Chair Art Kane, Woodpecker Hickson, $43,643 in total compensation, $28,822 in board remuneration, $14,342 in claimed expenses, and $480 in committee remuneration. Director Kevin Dunphy, Willow River Upper Fraser Valley, $30,233 in total compensation, $24,970 in board remuneration, $5,023 in claimed expenses, and $240 in committee remuneration. Director William Empey, Tabor Lake Stone Creek, $28,603 in total compensation, $24,970 in board remuneration, $3,273 in claimed expenses, and $360 in committee remuneration. Director Victor Mobley, Salmon River Lakes, $28,537 in total compensation, $24,970 in board remuneration, $2,967 in claimed expenses, and $600 in committee remuneration. Director Joan Atkinson, District of Mackenzie, $26,143 in total compensation, $16,201 in board remuneration, $9,342 in claimed expenses, and $600 in committee remuneration. Director Jean Runtz, Village of McBride, $21,942 in total compensation, $16,180 in board remuneration, $5,522 in claimed expenses, and $240 in committee remuneration. Director Owen Torgerson, Village of Vailmont, $20,620 in total compensation, $16,180 in board remuneration, and $4,440 in claimed expenses. Director Brian Skakin, City of Prince George, $19,600 in total compensation, $16,180 in board remuneration, $3,300 in claimed expenses, and $120 in committee remuneration. Director Corey Ramsey, City of Prince George, $18,340 in total compensation, $16,180 in board remuneration, $1,800 in claimed expenses and $360 in committee remuneration. Director Kyle Sampson, City of Prince George, $18,227 in total compensation, $16,191 in board remuneration and $2,036 in claimed expenses. Director Simon Yu, City of Prince George, $16,180 in total compensation from board remuneration. Commission Director Jennifer Hebert, Bear Lake, $1,800 in total compensation from committee remuneration. Commission Director David Nicholson, Bear Lake, $1,500 in total compensation from committee remuneration. Commission Director Albert Kendall, Bear Lake, $1,485 in total compensation from committee remuneration. Alternate Susan Scott, City of Prince George, $840 in total compensation from committee remuneration. Commission Director Marlena McClure, Bear Lake, $750 in total compensation from committee remuneration. Alternate Director Jesse Wright, District of McKenzie, $712 in total compensation, $472 in claimed expenses and $240 in committee remuneration. Alternate Director Wendy Howe, $520 in total compensation from claimed expenses. Alternate Director Terry Burgess, Crooked River Parsnip, $267 in total compensation from claimed expenses. Commission Director Sandra McClure, Bear Lake, $250 in total compensation from committee remuneration. Alternate Director Tim Bennett, City of Prince George, $240 in total compensation from committee remuneration. Alternate Director Trudy Clausen, City of Prince George, $240 in total compensation from committee remuneration. Alternate Director Hugo Mullick, District of Vailment, $240 in total compensation from committee remuneration and Alternate Director Ron Palillo, City of Prince George, $240 in total compensation from committee remuneration. Employee compensation. Local governments in BC are required to list every employee that makes more than $75,000 per year in their statement of financial information. The district had 60 such employees in 2024, who earned a total of $6,004,114 in compensation and claimed $148,266 in expenses. Here were the five highest earners in 2024 among the listed employees. Chris Calder, Chief Administrative Officer, $177,840. Kenna Yonkman, General Manager of Community and Development Services, $160,944. Maureen Connolly, General Manager of Legislature and Corporate Services, $148,958. Laura Zapotechny, General Manager of Environmental Services, $142,016. Blaine Harasimiak, Manager of Inspection Services and Sustainability Practices, $139,042. During the meeting, Director Victor Mobley, Salmon River Lakes, noted that the district's previous Chief Administrative Officer Jim Martin was listed as having been compensated to the tune of $123,938 in 2024 despite having retired at the end of 2023. General Manager of Financial Services Sarah White said that the payroll year isn't fully aligned with the calendar year. There was a December payment that happened in January, so that included all the final payouts as well, she said. Bylaw enforcement. The report said that the regional district's bylaw enforcement department dealt with 108 reported incidents in 2024, with 10 enforcement orders being issued. That included 15 incidents relating to unsightly premises, 17 relating to building permits, 26 relating to zoning bylaws, 6 relating to development permits, and 45 that weren't bylaw related. debts, reserves and cash. As of December 31, 2024, the regional district had around $89.2 million in its reserve funds. That included around $6.7 million in contributions from the operating fund, $5,049,041 in interest earned and around $3.9 million in transfers from reserve funds to various projects. At that same point in time, the regional district had around $89.7 million in debenture debt. When it comes to cash on hand, the regional district had around $22.4 million at the end of 2024 as well as around $73.5 million in portfolio investments. Suppliers. The statement lists every supplier the regional district paid more than $25,000 in 2024. The total amount paid out to suppliers who received more than $25,000 was $39,756,097. Here are the top 5 recipients. Municipal Finance Authority of BC, loan payments, $9,273,747 million. City of Prince George, $7,494,649. Twin Rivers Development Limited, $3,670,268. Municipal Pension Plan, $1,334,223. Westbin Waste Limited, $1,208,113. The regional district also handed out $2,825,695 in grants or contributions above $25,000 to nonprofits and societies. The top 5 recipients in that category are Fraser Fort George Regional Museum, Exploration Place, $745,798. Two Rivers Gallery, $580,248. Hubble Homestead, $235,992. Railway and Forestry Museum, $225,992. McBride and District Public Library Society, $201,074. The Regional District's next board meeting is on Thursday, July 17, in Prince George.